Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Welcome back, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe with you here on this Thursday. I don't think I gave you the good news. I'm going to quickly do that. Now, never let it be said that I won't give an attaboy, even if I disagree with someone. And truth be told, I have not completely given up on Mike Johnson somehow possibly finding a way to redeem himself as an individual. I don't think he'll be Speaker in 2025, whether or not we have the control of the House. Especially if we have control of the House. He will not be the Speaker, but that's neither here nor there. Now, as many of you know, they were proudly displaying Ukrainian flags in the U.S. House when they cheered aloud for the 60-some billion dollars we were sending over there. Congressman Tom Massey out of Kentucky had posted video of this on social media. He was then informed that if he did not take the video down, he would get a $500 fine for sharing video from the House floor on social media. I assume that it's some rule they have. The video's got more than 7.5 million views on Twitter. The House Radio Television Correspondents Gallery stipulates no one may, quote, shoot live or recorded video images in the House and Senate chambers. Now, that being said, here's the good news. After Massey pointed out that he was going to be fined if he didn't remove the video, Johnson has now walked back the fine and saying that he will not fine Tom Massey for sharing the video. No word on whether they're still going to require him to take it down. But he pointed out that instead of fining Tom Massey, he said, look, quote, instead of fining Democrats for waving flags of Ukraine, the House Sergeant at Arms just called and said, I'd be fined $500 if I don't delete this video post. He said, I'll be writing a $500 check to cover my, Representative Lauren Boebert, rather, said, I'll be writing a $500 check to cover my friend Tom Massey's fine, because I do think it's important that we see this visual. That's me speaking, not them. So good news, they backed down. Now, I mentioned J.D. Vance. He is coming to the forefront now on speculation as a potential VP candidate after the growing internal GOP schism has been seen on foreign aid. I also think interesting because he is a man that's got some intestinal fortitude, which all brings me to this article I mentioned yesterday. I'll start talking about it now, but we'll be hitting the break here. But this was written by a county party chair in our state of origination, Wisconsin. And the headline is, as threat to remove Speaker Johnson looms, cooler heads should prevail. The lead, Trump gets it. We all need to get it. We currently find ourselves in the Republican Party between a rock and a hard place. We want to be principled and stand our ground. We don't have the luxury of getting everything we want. We'll pick this up after the break.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.